soldiers that arrive as part of the Regional Protection Force. I'm joined here with General Jean Mapenzie of Rwanda, who's the commander of the RPF, and also is with me is Brigadier Kindu Tegan of Ethiopia, who is the UNMISS Sector South Commander. And I wanted to bring you here together to provide just a very short update on where we are with the RPF and what's happening. In place, and over 100 Bangladeshi engineers have arrived into the mission area as well. The arrival of these contingents, as well as the Rwandan company of peacekeepers, marks the beginning of the phased deployment of the RPF that will eventually number up to 4,000 troops. The remaining Rwandan peacekeepers, who are part of our main battalion, will be arriving in the next few weeks, and the paperwork is being currently processed by the South Sudanese government. And the arrival of the Ethiopian battalion is imminent. I'd like to reiterate very clearly that the RPF is not a separate UN peacekeeping force like the rest of UNMISS. The 4,000 peacekeepers, RPF peacekeepers, when they finally arrive, will be under the command of the force commander, the UNMISS force commander, General Frank Kamanzi. And as the head of UNMISS, I bear ultimate responsibility for all of the peacekeeping operations in South Sudan. The RPF troops, as I'm sure you know, will be based here in Juba, and will operate, if necessary, in the surrounding areas as per the mandate authorised by the UN Security Council. It will carry out its functions in cooperation with the government, as also expressed by the Security Council's resolution. The RPF's arrival does mean that the existing UNMISS troops already based in Juba can, as needed, be deployed to different locations outside of South Sudan to protect civilians, to support the delivery of humanitarian assistance, and to monitor and report on human rights situation. UNMISS is always and consistently assessing its priorities. Having additional troops means we can carry out more tasks related to our mandate to protect civilians and build durable peace. For example, it will enable us to put more patrols along insecure roads where there have been attacks on civilian vehicles, such as on the Juba-Numale Road and on the Juba-Bor Road. And on that note, I'd like to take the opportunity to offer my condolences to the family and friends of those people who were killed on the Juba-Numale Road last week, and to condemn in the strongest terms possible the attacks against innocent civilians. All our peacekeepers strive to be robust, to be nimble, and to be proactive in the duties that they carry out. But as we know, fighting still persists in the country, and insecurity for civilians remains a constant and real challenge. Extra peacekeepers means that we can better protect the people of South Sudan and help build that durable peace that we are looking for. Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say. I'll take a few questions and then give people here an opportunity to move around and to look at the RPF contingent of Rwandan troops that have arrived on the weekend. I'm happy to take your questions.
Yeah, my name is Sani Martin from Radio Mirai. There has been this contentious issue of the airport. The government was sometimes back rejecting the issue of the RPF having control over the airport. Has it been resolved?
Yes, there was never any thought of controlling the airport. The airport is the sovereign territory of the government of South Sudan. The issue for us is with the cooperation of the South Sudanese military and police is doing joint patrolling, which is something that we have been talking with the authorities about, and we hope will take place. But there's absolutely no designs or plans of any kind to take control of the airport. Quite the opposite. The airport is the sovereign right and the sovereign property of the government of South Sudan. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Chanda Utasai Shimbun, and I want to know what mechanism have you devolved for the RPF to use on a Juba Numuli road, because the last attack, I was in the bus.
Ah.
Yeah, so there was an escort, and if somebody else is going to take up the role trying to protect, what is the best way that they're going to protect this long road with a bunch of forest and grass? So that's just my question. Thank you.
Well, first, I'm sorry that you had to go through that situation. We already have some patrols going up and down the Nimuli Road and also on the Juba Bore Road. These are two vital lifelines for South Sudan. The deployment of the RPF means simply that we have additional troops at our disposal that can make more frequent patrols along that road, and in addition the possibility of escorting some vehicles along the road as well. So we hope that that presence will make the road safer, and it'll enable the movement of the free movement of people to be carried out without any problems. The big issue about that I want to make clear today is that the RPF obviously is going to be based in and around in Juba, but the freedom for other forces to be able to move out is therefore available to us, and we can move to hot spots that are required more in the way of protection. And on that note, I'd like to take the opportunity to offer my condolences to the family and friends of those people who were killed on the Juba Nimuli Road last week, and to condemn in the strongest terms possible the attacks against innocent civilians. All our peacekeepers strive to be robust, to be nimble, and to be proactive in the duties that they carry out. But as we know, fighting still persists in the country, and insecurity for civilians remains a constant and real challenge. Extra peacekeepers means that we can better protect the people of South Sudan and help build that durable peace that we are looking for. Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say. I'll take a few questions and then give people here an opportunity to move around and to look at the RPF contingent of Rwandan troops that have arrived on the weekend. I'm happy to take your questions.
Question from Radio Mirai.
Yeah, my name is Sani Martin from Radio Mirai. There has been this contentious issue of the airport. The government was sometimes back rejecting the issue of the RPF having control over the airport. Has it been resolved?
Yes, there was never any thought of controlling the airport. The airport is the sovereign territory of the government of South Sudan. The issue for us is with the cooperation of the South Sudanese military and police is doing joint patrolling, which is something that we have been talking with the authorities about, and we hope will take place. But there's absolutely no designs or plans of any kind to take control of the airport. Quite the opposite. The airport is the sovereign right and the sovereign property of the government of South Sudan. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Chanda Utasai Shimbun, and I want to know what mechanism have you devolved for the RPF to use on a Juba Numuli road, because the last attack, I was in the bus.
Ah.
Yeah, so there was an escort, and if somebody else is going to take up the role trying to protect,
what is the best way that they're going to protect this long road with a bunch of forest and grass? So that's just my question. Thank you.
Well, first, I'm sorry that you had to go through that situation. We already have some patrols going up and down the Nimalee Road and also on the Juba Bore Road. These are two vital lifelines for South Sudan. The deployment of the RPF means simply that we have additional troops at our disposal that can make more frequent patrols along that road. And in addition, the possibility of escorting some vehicles along the road as well. So we hope that that presence will make the road safer, and it'll enable the movement of the free movement of people to be carried out without any problems. The big issue about that I want to make clear today is that the RPF obviously is going to be based in and around in Juba, but the freedom for other forces to be able to move out is therefore available to us, and we can move to hot spots that are required more in the way of protection.
Thank you. My name is Wake from VOM. Just two questions. One is, other than the Bangladesh force that had arrived already, you did mention of the Rwandese force. Did they arrive, and if any, how many of these troops altogether the RPF is UNMISS now having? And then my last question is regarding the whole deployment of the RPF. It is so far has taken months since the deployment of this RPF process started, but only we have less than 1,000 or even 500 that have so far been deployed in South Sudan here. Can you try to state, citizens are eager to also understand why this delay?
Well, first of all, the UNMISS is about 12,000 troops currently in country. That's going to be expanded with the full deployment of the RPF by an extra 4,000. There is a high readiness company that's here. Companies are nominally around about 150. There will be the bulk of the Bangladeshis are here, and the RPF is here. This RPF company is has to be deployed first before the remainder of the battalion will come. So, yes, there has been delays. The deployment of any peacekeeping force requires the cooperation of both the government and obviously the troop contributing country and the work of the UN headquarters in making sure that all the process is followed. We would have liked to have been quicker. We've been persistent with pushing the government along, a lot of the trying to overcome some of the bureaucratic hurdles that have been in our way over the last little while. But we feel that there is with the signing of an additional piece of land for some of the RPF that will be coming in, and the arrival today of the main battalion that will be one of the main battalions of the RPF, that this will now move quicker. We're very hopeful that that will be the case.
Yes.
Two more questions.
Okay, my name is Patrick Oyetam from CCTV. I would like to know specifically on the Rwandese battalion or the troops that have come. How many have come so far? How many are yet to come, and by when do we expect all of them to be here?
There's a company here which is a little under about 150 that's currently. That's the normal way that we proceed with deployment. We have a company that's effectively an initial company that comes and sets everything up. We're lucky here because we have already a Rwandan compound here, so they're able to fit in very, very fast. That means there's another 600 plus to arrive, and they'll be coming very quickly now because these people are already in place. As I said in my opening remarks, the paperwork is now with the government, and we're hopeful that it'll be able to move forward. And that will happen quickly.
Thank you very much. My name is Mabioro, Al Arabiya TV.
for how long this RPF are going to stay in the country, because as you know, the peace agreement, it will end up in next October. This is the first question. The second question, RPF are going to be the part of ONMIS forces, the same command, or you are going to locate some areas to them? Thank you.
The RPF, as you know, is the term, and like all our peacekeeping forces, are determined by the Security Council and the Security Council mandate. So it's very much up to the Security Council how long they stay here. By the time they deploy, obviously what we would like to be able to do is to see them through for the, obviously for the next year or whatever, but that's very much up to the Security Council. I think once the forces get on the ground and they're seen to be doing a good job, and I'm sure they will, the Security Council are likely to renew that mandate. The second part of your question about the command of the RPF comes under the, first of all, my authority as the head of UNMIS, under the force commander, and then under the command of the RPF brigadier behind me, General Jean McKenzie. So while it is separate in the sense of its mandate and its delivery here is separate, it remains under one command, which is the UNMIS command. So it will be commanded by a brigadier general, but ultimately it comes under the force commander, who ultimately comes under me. So it is part of UNMIS. It's not a separate standalone force.
One more question.
So, okay, thanks you. My name is Deng Machols. So I'm working with African News Televisions. It has been a year since the government's signed agreement for the RPF to come to the country. In another way, someone can say it's too late to save the people of South Sudan, because people has been killed without arrival of the RPF. Now, it seems that they are coming for the interest at this moment. How can we defeat that case?
First of all, I mean, the deployment currently in South Sudan, as I said, is around about 12,000 troops. Those troops have been doing, I believe, in a very, very significant, important job in protecting the lives of people. So while, yes, there have been deaths in South Sudan because of the conflict, they are peacekeeping forces. They have been protecting people. And I have absolutely no doubt that without the presence of the current forces that we have in position, thousands of people will not be alive. Tens of thousands of people would not be alive. So I think they've done a very, very good job. The RPF is an addition to that. So it will enable us, as I said before, to help protect civilians and build a durable peace. That's what UNMIS's mandate is in South Sudan. It will give us an extra ability to protect people. But let's not forget what the UNMIS troops on the ground have already been doing. And while they haven't been able to stop all the violence against civilians, I have absolutely no doubt that without the presence of those forces in South Sudan today, tens of thousands of people would not be alive. So let's also be grateful and thankful for the presence of those forces that are there. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll now take a stroll around to the force that's here. Thank you.